First Class, Brandon Nelson. On this edition of the AFN Aviano Report, avoiding burnout and astronauts wanted. Due to Aviano Air Base's high operational tempo, service members may experience stressors at work that can lead to burnout and fatigue, which can influence their behaviors at home. It's important to live life deliberately and set time to create a healthy work-life balance.
Balancing the demands of work and personal life plays a pivotal role in the mental health, resiliency, and readiness of service members. Establishing these professional boundaries is a healthy habit that promotes the ability to step away from work at the end of the day and encourages airmen to focus on friends, family, and other passions and activities in the community. Chief Master Sergeant Jonas McVeigh, 31st Operations Group Senior Enlisted Leader, shares his thoughts on living a purposeful, intentional life.
You know, your life is made up of time. The things you give your time to, you're literally giving your life for. Live your life on purpose. Do the things that you do on purpose. Whatever that is, I'm okay with that. I just don't want years of my life to slip by accident, right? That I didn't live intentionally.
McVeigh also says that it's important to respect and value other people's work-life balance. I'm Senior Airman Brooke Sorensen, AFN News.
Astronauts Wanted. With your Air Force news, I'm Staff Sergeant Jasmine Granger. NASA is accepting applications for the next class of astronauts as the agency expands its reach to conduct scientific investigations in lunar orbit and on the surface of the moon. Candidates are selected from a diverse pool of applicants with a wide variety of backgrounds, including doctors, physicists, and engineers. Only a few are chosen for the intensive astronaut candidate training program. If selected, astronaut candidates will spend approximately 2 years training on basic skills from spacewalking and robotics to leadership and teamwork. Once training is complete, they will join the active astronaut corps and become eligible for spaceflight assignments. Airmen and Guardians interested in applying for the astronaut selection program need to submit their applications by April 2nd at nasa.gov. That's today's Air Force News.
That's your AFN Aviano Report. I'm Airman First Class, Brandon Nelson.